Do you really need a mic to record a podcast? Yes, you do. No, it's not required, but your audience will appreciate the clear sound that you're delivering to them. Welcome to the podcast, Chick. I'm your host, Tanya Goodgame, your go-to spot for learning all things launching, managing, and monetizing your podcast. If you have felt starting a podcast is too techy or looking for tips on speaking to your ideal clients, I got you. You're in the right place. All right, then, let's get it. Let's think of it this way. If you're recording directly into your desktop computer or your laptop computer, you're not that close to the microphone on the computer. The computer is picking up all the sound in the room. So it's like if you're having a meeting and their kids are in the background, or even someone's outside your window, you can hear the birds chirping very clear. You could hear paper fall on the floor when the sound's just coming out of your computer. I would always recommend to have a microphone when you're starting a podcast. If nothing else you purchase a microphone. There are two different microphones. There's the dynamic microphone, and then there's the condenser microphone. I have the dynamic microphone. It's a microphone that uses a magnetic field to generate an electrical sound, right? So what are the benefits of having a dynamic mic? They're durable. They can withstand rough handling. So if you move around a lot and use your hands a lot and you bang it a lot, or you have it suspended in the air, if you banged around a little bit, it can hold its own. It requires no external power or batteries. That's a bonus. You just have to plug it into your computer, directly to your computer. Your headphones will plug directly into the microphone for even better sound quality. It handles high sound pressure levels effectively. So dynamic mic captures less detail than the condenser mic. However, the negative side to the dynamic mic is it has limited frequency response compared to the condenser mic. So let's see, what is the condenser microphone? Condenser microphone is a type of microphone that creates sound using a capacitor. This is a device made of two metal cover plates. A little techie. However, the pros of the condenser microphone: super sensitive, wide frequency response, enhanced audio fidelity, clearer recordings, exhales in studio settings. So that's a key there. It exhales in studio settings. This is the condenser mic. However, the negative side to the condenser mic is it requires a phantom power of external power supply. It's less durable mic, and the condenser microphone picks up sound from everywhere. There's no hiding any sound from the condenser mic. It'll pick up every sound in the room. I have the Q2U microphone. It's very light, it's very durable, and it works great for me. I had the Q9U, rather expensive microphone. The sound was horrible. I could barely hear out of the microphone. I am very pleased with this microphone, the Q2U. I'll leave a link in the description if you want to find it and maybe purchase it on Amazon. You also want to make sure your microphone has a filter. A lot of them call it puff filters, pop filters, the round sponge filter that goes at the tip of the actual microphone head. You put that on there. It helps to eliminate that sound. Like sometimes you may, their P's or W's harder, like, or just naturally. And this kind of helps eliminate a lot of those blowing sounds or excess breathing sounds next to the microphone. And remember, is to make the sound quality better and enhance the listeners and participants' experience. So how you sound coming through the microphone, how you sound through the airwaves matters, because you're landing on gentle ears. It requires to have a good microphone. And whether you choose the condenser mic or the dynamic mic, it's just your needs. I have hardwood floors in my home throughout the entire home, except for one bedroom. And I have pets. So if my pets are in the room with me, hopefully they're sleeping. But if they get up and walk around, you're here with the condenser mic. Since we have the hardwood floors, if the dogs are in the hallway, just playing or even walking, you will be able to hear the sound of little nails tapping on the floor coming through the microphone from another room if they're close to the door, or if my office window is open and the birds are chirping in the tree. You'll hear all those sounds. And when you're recording your podcast, you want to keep it clear from any background noise unless you're adding that for effect. So having a microphone and the type of microphone matter. If you decide a condenser mic, make sure to look into an interface or a program that you can plug in or download to your computer to help feed it through to minimize some of those problems. No, for a fact, I think GarageBand is pretty good and StreamYard is pretty good to help with the effects of the condenser mic. Also remember that having a microphone is less strain for the podcaster or whomever may be editing your podcast for you that goes into editing. And remember, it means a lot less strain for the editor of your podcast. If either it's you or you hired someone to assist you with your podcast, a good microphone suits you and your recording style. It means less strain for you. It allows more expression to come across when you speak, and it's easier for your audience to hear you clearly and understand your message. Also, if you are editing your own episodes and you don't mind the extra work it takes to get all the sound and good quality and leveling everything out, if you have an editor, that's a lot of work for that editor to make sure you're leveled, you sound great, and everything is in order. So let's recap. You'll need a microphone that suits your needs, either a dynamic mic or a condenser mic. When you purchase a microphone, it usually comes with a pop filter. The pop filter, most microphones come with some type of stand, or you can purchase the arm. I use the arm myself. It just depends. Sometimes I use arms, sometimes I use the stands. Another good tip for recording your podcast is where you record your podcast. Ideally, you want somewhere that's well insulated with curtains, having a room with carpet. You can try covering hard surfaces like your hardwood floors with soft materials, sometimes blankets, rugs. You can also try adding other soft materials like curtains, pillows, foam panels to absorb the sound and reduce echo. It is a well-known fact that many of your top podcasters, ironically, record in their closet because it's usually a smaller room or a mid-sized room. Most closets have carpet and you have all your clothes to absorb the sound that will eliminate from bouncing off the walls. This is excellent. I don't have that solution for me because my closets and our home are all full with stuff. We've been here for a while, so I don't have that option. However, the room that I'm in that has hardwood floors, it's full of stuff, with tables and chairs, and I'm sitting next to a closet, so that does help absorb some of the sound. Your recording space is just as important. Remember, the less ambient noise that filters in from outside, the better. I hope all these tools were helpful to get you started. And remember, if you need more tips, come back every week and listen to the Podcast Chick to get you started on your podcasting journey. Well, that is all I have for you guys. So I'm very excited to get this out over the airways just to get it done. So trust me, I understand how it feels to produce a podcast, not just work on it for my clients. I get it. So we can go through this journey together. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of the Podcast Chick. Make sure to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps other badass women to find the show. And don't forget to tune in every week
as we continue to discuss podcasting and showcase a variety of women, their successful triumphs, their amazing journeys, right here on the Podcast Chick.
And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on IG at The Podcast Mastery.
Thanks for tuning in,
and I'll see you next time as we talk a good game.